Track 2. Neil's take.
For years, there have been rumblings about older drivers being required to take a driving test. I do wonder how I would get on if I was to undergo another examination. I remember my original driving test. There was no theory test then when I earned my wheels, other than a couple of questions on the highway code. Having not long left school, anything that involved my head in a book had been consigned to oblivion. Time spent revising the highway code was short. Like taking my GCEs, the night before the test, I panicked and attempted to cram my memory full of knowledge. By the time I got to the test centre, I had roadside swirling around in my head, facts and figures merged. My brain was on overload. Bizarrely, the only thing I could remember was the stopping distance at 60 miles an hour. I had a lesson prior to the test. It did not go well. According to my instructor, I wasn't looking in my mirror enough, and the tone of his voice clearly indicated that he was looking forward to further income from me. I can't remember the test itself. I do recall the banging of the clipboard on the dashboard for the emergency stop, and have a fleeting memory of a body racked with tension as I tried to look over my shoulder to reverse around a corner. Back to the test centre, I drew the car to a halt, applied the handbrake, switched off the engine, and unclamped sweaty hands from the steering wheel. Then the memory again becomes blurred until the final question. What is the stopping distance at 60 miles an hour? Yes, oh yes! 240 feet, I squeaked in a voice that was bordering on hysteria. It was the only fact I had memorised. I recall the examiner's final words with great clarity. That's all, Mr. Haverson. You've passed your test. Then, as he wrote out the prize pink slip, he added, Is your dad still in the police force? I served with him until I retired. Do give him my regards. I know what you're thinking, but no, I'm sure that played no part in me passing. My instructor walked up. Congratulations, he boomed. It seemed to take ages for him to get the word out, but he was beaming broadly. A success to his credit outweighed the loss of further tuition fees. Within an hour, I had become a qualified driver, licensed to be in charge of a chunk of speeding metal, and within a further hour, I was making my first solo flight. John, a colleague, walked into the office, threw me the keys on the company mini, and said, Just drive me to the garage to pick up my car. The journey there was fine, but on the way back, I was terrified. Having been accompanied every time I was behind the wheel, suddenly I was alone in this huge cabin with a steering wheel up one corner. And it was only a mini. I staggered into the office and sank into my chair at my desk. John had long since been back and I mumbled something about traffic. Gradually, I became accustomed to being on my own in the car. Confidence grew and the right foot became heavier. And this is where the debate comes in. Is a cocky 18-year-old with a swift reaction safer than a cautious 70-year-old who maybe is not so sharp with the brakes? So here's a suggestion. If it's felt that 70-plus-year-olds need to be tested, how about some form of review for youngsters, say, 2 years after they pass their test, with the option to put them back on a provisional licence if they fail? The trouble is, everybody thinks they're a good driver. But I wonder how many know the stopping distance at 60 miles an hour.
Thank you, Neil. Driving tests are not my strong point. Believe it or not, I have taken 6 tests and failed 3. But that's another story.